Let's welcome Bill Monroe and all the Bluegrass Boys, huh? The Bluegrass Boys are glad to be here with you tonight, and I know you've been enjoying the shows that's going along. Before we start our part of the show, I'd like to introduce all the gang. On the right-hand side from North Carolina, special be the Carolina Songbird. The next fellow in line with the little fiddle from the state of Tennessee, his name is Joe Stewart. And on the left-hand side here, with the five-string banjo from Massachusetts, is a boy that I know you're acquainted with up in this part of the country. And I know he's glad to get back in this state and play to you folks. He's doing wonderful on the Grand Ole Opry. His name is Brad Keith. And on the corner over there from way down in the mountains of North Carolina is a wonderful boy. His name is Dale McCurry. Let's give them all a nice hand here tonight. What do you say? If you like the way we pick and sing, let us hear from you a little as we go along here tonight. We're going to start with some old-time fiddle music. And Joe Steers is doing in this number. It's a number that one of my own numbers entitled "A Panhandle Country." For a good solo number. He does a wonderful job with this number, and it's entitled "Dark Hollow."
I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine than to be at home alone just knowing that you're gone. It caused me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train. Far on down the track, I'm
Now we have a trio number that we'd like to do for here tonight that brings in Dale, Brad, Keith, and myself. And it's a number that I wrote entitled On and On. Picking time, and we want to listen to Brad Keith here pick this old timer for you. This is a number that we have on Decca Record. It's our latest release out. It's entitled The Devil's Dream. Thank you. You just can't beat that kind of banjo picking there. That's really mighty fine. And now, friends, I have a little surprise for you here tonight. I'd like to introduce a little lady that we're really mighty proud of, and I hope you enjoy singing here tonight. She comes out here, let's give her a nice hand. She's my daughter, Melissa. Let's make her welcome. What do you say? And Melissa's going to sing one of George Jones' numbers entitled, Love's Gonna Live Here. For Melissa, and she's going to sing one of Mack Wiseman's numbers this time. It's really a mighty pretty number entitled, I'm Dreaming of a Little Cat. Now I have some solo numbers I'd like to do for you here tonight. Numbers that I started with on the Grand Ole Opry. about 24 years ago down there. And the first number I'd like to do is a yodel number. It's entitled The Mule Skinner Blues. For this number here now, and it's another one that I started down on the Grand Ole Opry with years ago entitled I Traced a Little Footprints in the Snow. Here's a number that I wrote myself, and I really am mighty proud of this number. I hope you will like it here tonight. It's called Blue Moon of Kentucky. Blue moon, Got a little mandolin number now I'd like to do for you. It's about the only one that I play, and it's entitled Rawhide. Now I'd like to do the other side of our new record, the John Henry the Steel Driver Man.
Thank you.
number right there has been a great favorite on the Grand Ole Opry, and we hope you enjoy. Don't forget that it's on Decca Record, backed up by the Devil's Dream. It's hymn time now, and we'd like to do a hymn for you here on the program. This is one of Hank Williams' numbers that we want to do, entitled, I Saw the Light.
I saw the light.
Be back in the back there. He hasn't gone home, has he? Is he coming? He was upstairs? This is the first number that I ever recorded in my life, and Charlie Monroe and myself, we recorded this number on Victor. It was a off-brand label there. They called one of their own labels, a little side branch there, they called the Bluebird label. It was Victor, owned by Victor. If Beagle come up, maybe he's changing clothes or something. B, I want you to get the guitar there and help me with this song, if you don't mind.
I was all the way back, Bill.
Is that right? Well, I always knew the people in West Virginia were slow, but I didn't know they were that slow, B.
Which key was
now, that? We better do that about Elf, hadn't we? This is the key that we recorded this in back years ago. We're going to try to do it for you. What we give in exchange for your soul. We might not speak the words the same, but we'll do our best.
Brother or father, from the Savior today, risking your soul.
Would you give in exchange for your soul?
Yeah. I know that you and Everett didn't get a hand like that tonight here.
No, sir, we didn't. Me and you done got that, we know.
And if me and Charlie had sung, we wouldn't have got that good a hand either.
No, sir, me and you are the best.
We're the best. That's right. That'll put Everett in his place. We don't want to hear no more out of him.
That's right. Now, he don't want to argue no
That's
more.
That's right. B, you don't know how I appreciate you coming up here saying we have never sung together before.
Never.
I don't believe we ever sung a song together.
No.
And it's really a pleasure to have you here. B is from down in West Virginia, as you folks know. And we used to play through that country down there, and B and Everett would come out on the show and sing. And it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Bill.
Best of luck.
A good old blue.
Let's give B a hand here tonight. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, B.
Thank you very much, Bill. Let's give Bill Monroe the hand here, too, the daddy of bluegrass. He's responsible for me being here. Thank you.
A lot of the people down on the Grand Ole Opry kid me about bluegrass. They tell it to me, you know, like I really started something, boy, when I started bluegrass. It can't be stopped, you know, that no telling where it's going to go to. I'm really proud of the bluegrass music, and I'm glad to see people play it. They always play it the best way you can. Play it good and clean, and play good melodies with it, and keep perfect time. It takes really good timing with bluegrass music, and it takes some good high voices to really deliver it right. Well, let's see here now. What is next on? We've had some requests for a number that I wrote entitled Uncle Penn. This is really a true song here. This number's wrote about an uncle of mine, the fellow that I learned to play from. We played for many days together, and he was on my mother's side, Uncle Penn Vannevar. And I wrote this song entitled Uncle Penn.
I'm
Up here. We've enjoyed being with you folks tonight, and we'd like to come back again sometime. Don't forget us on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Let us hear from you sometime. We want to thank you for buying the Grand Ole Opry history books. We appreciate that a lot. And don't forget that we do record for DECA. You'll find our most popular numbers on that later. Speak for all the gang here tonight, the Bluegrass Boys, Melissa, Bessie, and myself. It's time we're saying, y'all come.